Thank you, Blake. Please open your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. I'd like for us to think about a phrase that we find in Scripture. And it's also a phrase that occasionally perhaps we hear it in our daily life, the term blot out. You know, when we hear that, we probably initially think of what we are able to do with an eraser and a pencil, where we've written something and we can use that rubber tip to rub it off the page. As I understand it, the way in which that came into the English language, the first example is in the 1500s, and it actually referred to the idea of adding liquid to ink that has already been written in order to blur it and distort it so that it's no longer legible. We'll hear government talk about documents that are redacted and they'll have black all over them. That's probably very similar to that idea of blotting out. Now, as we see it in our Bibles, especially in the Old Testament, the term that is translated blot out actually means to wipe. And most likely it is an allusion to the way in ancient documents they had to address that. If they made a mistake or there's something there, they'd actually, on that papyrus or that parchment animal skin, actually kind of sand it off so that there'd be a clear space and they could start again. You know, as I think about issues like that, it is amazing the times that we live in. When I first started preaching, my father loaned me an old Selectric typewriter that I could type bulletins. And then for Christmas one year, I still got it in my office, they got me a typewriter that you could actually, it wasn't a computer yet, but it had a little screen. You could type two lines in, hit enter, and then it would print it. So in that two lines, you could correct anything easily. It also had, as many of you may remember, they used to make kind of a white tape that if you typed something wrong, you could put that white tape into the typewriter and hit it, and it would type white, kind of some white paste or color over that. And of course, probably some of us are still familiar with the old liquid bottles they'd call whiteout that you could dip a little bit in and then paint it over that error and go from there. We've gone from that to something in which you type on a computer, you make a mistake, backspace, delete, and you're good. Have you ever thought about things in your life that you wish you could just delete? You wish you could block out? The Bible says some things about that idea of blotting out. Here in Psalm 51, this psalm that is written after Nathan the prophet came to David to rebuke him for his sin with Bathsheba, that certainly was something he wanted to blot out. And while we can't go back in time and we can't change things that have been said or done, thanks be to God and His mercy, He is willing to offer forgiveness that serves to blot out sin. Notice as this psalm begins, the introduction there says, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Down in verse 9, he uses this phrase again as he desires this forgiveness. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Now, this is a prayer that David is offering in this psalm, but if you go to Isaiah chapter 43, we can be grateful for the fact that while we serve a just God, we serve a God that is angry with sin and cannot tolerate rebellion, we also serve a God that is merciful and that is willing to blot out the sins of the repentant. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, God says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and I will not remember your sins. Go one chapter over to chapter 44 and go down to verse 22 and notice how this is restated and emphasized. We have a merciful God. Now, it's not without condition. We're going to talk about that a little bit later this morning. But it is something in which when we've done those things that we regret, we've done those things that separate us from a relationship with Him, if we are willing to repent, He's willing to blot out that transgression. Verse 22, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. When we sin, yes, it is an offense against God. Yes, it is an act of warfare against God. Yes, it is something that compromises our relationship with Him. But as we are willing to repent of sin, He is willing to blot out that sin. But the Bible makes it very clear that when we stay in a condition in which we are enemies of God, God will not blot out sin. Over in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 5, you'll remember that Nehemiah, as he comes back to the city of Jerusalem and is trying to help rebuild the walls and bring it back to an honorable condition, there were those that tore down the work that they were trying to do. And so Nehemiah here proclaims, as he thinks about this, that he appeals that they be blotted out before God. They are enemies of God and of His cause. Go to Proverbs chapter 6 with me for a moment. Proverbs chapter 6. The book of Proverbs in a number of places will warn about the sin of adultery, as it is pictured there as a father warning his son to avoid adultery. And I want you to notice with me something that's said in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32 and 33. It says, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. God is merciful, but it's not something in which we can continue in sin. As we continue in sin, God is unwilling to blot out transgressions. In Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 23, there, concerning those who had persecuted Jeremiah as he strove to bring God's word to them, Jeremiah prays, provide no atonement for their iniquity, nor blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal thus with them in the time of your anger. Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 23. Let's look at one last passage. Over in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. You know, we mentioned that God's willingness to blot out our sin and to blot out our transgression is not without condition. And we're going to talk more about that. But I want you to notice with me here in Acts chapter 3 that those who are willing to obey the gospel, they are the ones to whom God promises that He can blot out and will blot out their sins. Read with me in Acts chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, and we'll go down to verse 20. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified His servant Jesus, whom you, here as Peter is speaking to the Jews that had crucified Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Now, think with me about that, because here, these people, if maybe they're gradually coming to realize, wait, this was the Messiah, and we spurred on his death and crucifixion. Do you think they wanted to have that choice blotted out? I would think so. The Hebrew writer will tell us that when we as Christians turn back to sin, we crucify him afresh. So we have a stake in this as well. We shouldn't just imagine that was something they felt and that applied to them. When we sin, we've crucified him afresh. Notice verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But these things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he is thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before. That is a message that speaks to us through the ages, because as we look at our lives and we recognize, you know, I wish I could take that back. I wish it could be blotted out. I wish I could stand right before God. This passage tells us the way in which our sins may be blotted out by repentance and obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ.